Community colleges often tout how they lift low-income students out of poverty and into good-paying jobs, including trade jobs in heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. That's a growing industry with more jobs expected in Illinois over the next decade. But WBEZ finds fewer people are signing up for the HVAC program at Kennedy King College in Chicago's Englewood neighborhood, and people who are say the program is falling short. We have our story from WBEZ's Kate McGee.
Nathan Price had been taking HVAC classes at Kennedy King for nearly 2 years when he got a job at a local construction company last summer. But when he started working, he noticed what he was asked to do was very different than what he'd been taught.
The guys I work with, you know, they had to show me some things, which is normal entry-level job, but you're supposed to have that foundation.
Price was disappointed, but not entirely surprised. For more than a year, he and other students had tried to get department leadership at the City Colleges of Chicago School to make the program better. Price says there were a lot of problems.
Teachers that aren't concerned with being prepared for their class, a lack of structure in following the syllabus so our expectations aren't met.
Price says there also aren't many partnerships with local companies that could help students get internships or jobs after graduation. Plus, he and other students say the department struggles to educate students who enter without the basic math skills. He shared these concerns with the dean of instruction a year and a half ago via email and has spoken at multiple City Colleges of Chicago board meetings.
Nobody's coming to see our school. Nobody's talking about the different unions. There's a lot of minority students, men and women, that are trying to get a second chance at community colleges, at Kennedy King, and they feel like they're being left behind.
Price studied HVAC because he liked that feeling of accomplishment when he flipped a switch and a broken machine worked again, but also because it's a growing industry that pays well. HVAC technicians start around $35,000, but can work their way up to six figures in just a few years. As he graduates this month, he, other students, and some staff say little has changed, and emails obtained by WBEZ show HVAC department and college leaders have been slow to address concerns despite repeated complaints.
There's a lot of great instructors here, but there's also some opportunities for growth, and we just want to work with the school to see things get better.
Meanwhile, the program's enrollment has dropped by nearly half since 2015. Completion numbers have dropped by 82% in that same time. Kennedy King's overall population has dropped by a third in the past 4 years. In the lab, students say new equipment sits unused and other equipment remains broken for long periods. Staff say they don't have basic tools to work on equipment and end up buying materials themselves. Eddie Phillips is a vice president at Kennedy King College. He told WBEZ school leaders welcome student feedback and know there are areas where they can improve, namely connecting students to employers.
Just kind of based on student feedback and what we're hearing, you know, we understand that this is a real big concern and obviously an obligation that we owe to our students to make sure that they are getting, you know, connections to industry.
But the department does not have any data on how many graduates are employed in the field. Phillip says it's hard to measure, another thing they're trying to fix. In the immediate future, City Colleges says it's adding lab time and improving employee connections. And Phillips defends the program and its leadership.
It's a great program. We understand and recognize that we can make it better. And we're committed to doing that.
Phillips notes it takes time to build relationships with industry. But those who work in the field locally say they're desperate for workers.
In this industry, you can't get the talent. Okay, the only way you get it is if you get on LinkedIn and you try to poach somebody from another team.
Dave Kohler recruits employees for the company Automatic Building Controls. I met him one day last month at a tour of the HVAC lab at Harper College, a community college in Palatine.
So this is our primary lab. This is the lab where the students come in and do their hands-on training.
Harper College has a robust HVAC program with four spacious labs and multiple classrooms with state-of-the-art equipment, much of it donated by industry partners. The program head, Jose Vital, is eager to show it off.
But before we go over there, let us show you the other training facility.
Okay.
So let me show you.
Harper serves a different population than Kennedy King, where nearly 80% of students receive federal financial aid. At Harper, it's closer to 40%. But the leader of Harper's program has worked hard to build a talent pipeline with local companies. Here's Dave Kohler again.
Harper happens to have a very engaged leadership program here, and we can see the curriculum where we advise on what they have, so we know what the marketplace wants.
The HVAC program at Kennedy King partners with the company Johnson Controls. They host job fairs once or twice a year, and earlier this month interviewed some students for potential jobs. But Phillips couldn't say how many graduates have been employed there over the years either, and neither would Johnson Controls. They characterized the partnership with Kennedy King as informal. On top of all these issues, many students enter the program underprepared for college-level material. Professor Donis Mahay says he often gives students general tests to see where they're at academically.
I really design my curriculum so that everybody can understand. But in spite of that, most of them are not understanding it.
As professors slow down the class, students who understand the material are left waiting for the rest to catch up. I spoke with one student who didn't want to be identified. He's still in the program.
So a lot of us are just sitting there twiddling our thumbs for half the course.
Vice President Phillips says the school provides peer tutoring, yet multiple sources allege there is a culture of passing students through regardless of whether they're truly prepared. Students say there are classes where if you just show up, you'll get a passing grade. In a statement, City College says it trusts its faculty to grade students with integrity and has no tolerance for any deviation from its standards. For student Nathan Price, all of these issues are connected.
You don't have any partnerships, maybe because they don't feel there's quality coming out of here. And that's also connected to leadership that doesn't follow up with students, doesn't appreciate feedback from students.
This month, City College's Chancellor Juan Salgado met with students and staff to hear concerns. Some students liked the program, but say they've never attended another HVAC program to compare it to. Still, leadership says change is coming, including two partnerships with local unions. Price says he's happy they're taking student concerns seriously, but he says he's had these conversations before, and he's skeptical things will change quickly, if at all. Plus, he's now a graduate. His next step? Applying to unions to try and get a job. Kate McGee, WBEZ News.